No more MSNBC, no more Fox News, no more numbers going up exponentially, no more posting of the increase in deaths. I could not take the pain. Instead, I've been baking. I am not a baker, I'm a soup maker. With soup, there's nothing to measure, there's nothing exact. You don't need a recipe, you just need whatever's left over in the fridge. Baking requires attention to detail. It requires a measuring cup with the lines not faded, which is not my cup of baking soda. But COVID-19 calls for creative compromise, and what else was I going to do with 3 overripe bananas? So I made banana bread. Since I had cataract surgery, I can actually see those little red lines on the measuring cup. So now there's no excuse not to bake. My concern should be weight gain. I don't like banana bread, so even though I ate it, I didn't enjoy it. And Dr. Fauci confirms that if there's no enjoyment, there are no calories. But then I made chili, and chili, as we also know, requires cornbread. I don't really love cornbread either. It occurred to me that I was baking things I didn't actually like and eating them anyway. Why not, thought I, make something I love? And that's when the COVID crisscross peanut butter baking company was born. It's not really a company, and I'm not really selling them. And nothing was really born, except my newly developed double chin. So what's a girl to do? Back to TV. I broke my no-news rule, and I watched 60 Minutes. They interviewed Americans at the end of their financial ropes. Story after story broke my heart. The whole next day, I couldn't get the face of the woman who had just started her own catering company and had to lay off her 5 employees and is down to her last month's rent. The woman who is the first in her family to graduate from college and at the same time as her 22-year-old son. Neither of them can find work, and she owes $175,000 in loans. The guy who's been working for 38 years, never been laid off, taking care of an elderly parent, and worried how he's going to make ends meet. None of them has health care. All day, I walked around thinking of my charmed life on the vineyard and the hundreds of thousands of stories just like those 3, but also knowing that guilt does nothing to help. I thought about one of my favorite teaching stories about a guy who owns a painting of a sunset. Most of the painting is gray, blah, bleak. But in the right-hand corner, there is a swath of magenta that is so exquisite, so brilliant, and so totally beautiful. The guy brings it to the framer, and when he goes back 2 weeks later, the framer says, I'm sorry, I didn't have a frame big enough, so I had to fold over that pink thing. The lesson is not lost on me. The story is about balance. We must have the gray, the sorrow, the dark, in order to have the light. Just the dark and you're in a depression. Just the light and you're in baking and eating La La Land. I can't bury my head in the sand and pretend everything is fine. But I can't carry the full weight of these stories either. So I hereby declare the COVID crisscross peanut butter company is closed for emotional repairs. And the TV is open for occasional news.